Okay, today's daf is daf kuf 100 in Maseches Ksuvos. But since we didn't do daf aleph, we only did 99 block together. But Brother Hashem, we're getting there. Daf kuf in Maseches Ksuvos. The last point we mentioned yesterday, it's going to come up again today, just to mention one other hosafa, was related to the mitzvah of hafreshas truma. Hafreshas truma was brought up, and there's a difference between somebody being mafresh themselves versus a shliach doing the hafreshas. So we mentioned discussion of Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid and the Noda Behuda, who talk about how Mida Oraisa there's only a shear of Chita Achas, Poteris Zakri, Midi Rabbanan, Chazak came up with 140th, 150th, 160th. According to most, those are Shi'irim Durabanan. The Noda Behuda's Chiddush, and the roots of that, was said Beferish also of the Tosfos Rid and Kedushin and Ches, is that no, even maybe Mida Oraisa, there are Shi'urim for the Nesinas Truma. And when Chazal say Chita Achas, Poteris Zakri, that only means that that can be misakein the tevel. It's no longer tevel if you take off a drop for truma. But of course, to fulfill the mitzvah of nesina, one would have to give more. So related to that is machlokas. Just one other source related to that is machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes in Shoresh Neimasar, in the 12th, the Rambam at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, he has his 12 rules and regulations about what he counts as a mitzvah, what he doesn't. So in the 12th Shoresh Neimasar, the Rambam says, you don't count parts of a mitzvah for a separate mitzvah. She'ein roi limnos chelkei malachim and amalachas she'bo hatzivi basiyasa kol chel v'chel b'fnei atzba. If you have a process to do within a mitzvah, each part of that process is not a separate mitzvah. For example, chalitza. You don't have three mitzvahs in chalitza. Removing the shoe is one mitzvah, and spitting is another mitzvah, and kri is another mitzvah. You don't count three separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. One mitzvah of chalitza. Or the Rambam says, karbanos, all the avodos of the karban is one mitzvah. Building a mishkan is one mitzvah. All of these, whenever you have a mitzvah that has different parts to it, you count it as one. That is the Rambam's yisod. So the Ramban argues on a number of those. It has hasagas there to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. One of them is hafreshes truma. The Rambam counts hafreshes truma and nesinas truma as one mitzvah. Take separating the truma, giving the truma. He counts it as one. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, it's two separate mitzvahs. Ki b'dvarim atovlim hem shtei mitzvahs bevadai. It's two separate mitzvahs. The Eloi mitzvah aleinu hanesina lakoin ipasik. If the nesina in the hafrasha is together and the ultimate goal is nesina, so why do you make a bracha at the shas hafrasha? What? The rule is always, you always make a bracha at the final stage of the mitzvah. You don't make a bracha when you write a mezuzah, but when you put up a mezuzah. You don't make a bracha when you write tefillin, when you wear tefillin. You don't make a bracha when you put up when you build a sukkah, according to the Bavli, but when you sit in the sukkah. So says the Ramban, if the hafrasha and the seed are one, you should make the bracha at Shasta Sina. When do we make the hafrasha? When do we make the bracha? When we're mafreshit. When do we take off challah? When do we make the bracha by challah? We take it off, we make the bracha when we're mafreshit. It's the ode. He says, Rabba bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, we don't even have the nesina, so why are we taking off challah and burning it? So the Rabban, if for a number of reasons, argues and says, no, the hafrasha and the nesina are two separate mitzvahs. Similar shades of that Tosfos Rid and the Noda Behuda, they're not exactly the same, but they fit nicely together, that there's a difference, even on a daraisa level, between hafrasha and nesina. Fascinating that the two great mefarshim on the Rambam there, and again this has to do with the, later on today's daf also, we talk about hafreshes truma, the Leif Sameach and the Megillas Esther, two of the great achronim explaining the Rambam, they always defend the Rambam. No matter what the Ramban attacks, the Rambam is defended, no matter what. So they both defend the Rambam in opposite ways. You know, the Rambam only counts one. You know why? So says the Megillas Esther, because there's one mitzvah, it's just hafrasha. That's the only mitzvah there is. Nesina is sof hafrasha, but really it's one mitzvah. The Rambam says. V'nir elisa the Megillas Esther. Sha'anochol k'divrei harav shalochilik ben adarim atovim she'inim tovim. The Rambam is right. It's one mitzvah. Bevadei she'in limnos hafrashas me'etshrumav umayis bechal mitzvah achas v'nesina l'mitzvah acheres. Ki anesina l'kohen he siyum mitzvahs hafrasha. The nesina is just finishing. The ikar is removing this and being misake in your field. What's the nesina? That's finishing up the hafrasha. But really, it's one, the ikir is the hafrasha. And that's why you make a bracha, b'shas hafrasha. And he continues, the Megillas Esther. The Leif Sameach, this is just the opposite. The ikir is the nesina. Vasechal gozer shebechalo truma lotia bahena afresha levad mitzvah kimashi mashich mimena v'hu tachlisa v'haynu hanesina lekohen lahaskel lahitiv lo kashar manas guna. You have to give it to the kohen. So when does it start? When does the act of giving start? From when you have it and you give it to him? No, it starts when it's in your field. You pick it up and you bring it over to the kohen. That's all the nesina. Gamaramba modeshu mitzvah. The hafrasha. Avalon nifredes rak mechuberes el hanesina. Avagav de ikra mitzvah hi hanesina. Afilo achi ibascheles bishas hafrasha. Beautiful formulations. But again, the Leif Sameach and the Megillas Esther have opposite shitos in explaining the Rambam. Look at the Kinah Sofrim. He also explains. All the mafarshim get into the action here about on the defending the Rambam. But either way, it's opposite approaches. How to defend the Rambam against the attacks of the Ramban. But this relates to what we discussed yesterday and what Ben Zrim will touch on today again. The mitzvah of a fresh truma, is it one or two mitzvos? And even if it is, no matter what it is, but it works well if it's two mitzvos, chita achas poteres hazakri might be a heter to oraisa, but the nesina, all the shiurim, 140th, 150th, 160th, also might be daraisa, according to the Tosas Rid, according to the Dota Behuda, and that fits it well to the shita of the Ramban. But again, it's not mukhraf. The Rambam, you know, it's not, you don't have to say that the Ramban holds like the Tosas Rid, and the Rambam holds like the others, but it does fit in. Okay, next Mishnah, Masis. Shuma Dayanim. So once we brought in yesterday miscalculations when selling the ksuba, so now we generalize, 2 days ago, so we generalize now and talk about even separate from ksuba context. Shuma Dayanim Shepichsus Ohosi Rishtus. Let's say Dayanim are selling property for Yisomim. Let's say they're repaying a loan for the Yisomim, and they miscalculate pichsu shtus. They undersell it for a shtus, a hosifu shtus, or they hosifu. They add on. They make a better deal for the yorshim. Mechren batel. So the tarakama holds the deal is off. The mecher is batel because the dayanim messed up. And if it's a sixth, so that's considered a real mess up, and the mecher is batel. Less than a sixth, the mecher is kayim. Only pichsu shtofa osirushtos, the mechor is batel, but less than a sixth, the mechor is kayim. Just like when it's not bezdin. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer mechor kayim. Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, the mechor is kayim, even if bezdin mess up. The mechor is kayim. Imkein, makoach bezdin, because imkein, if you say it's not kayim, makoach bezdin yafeh. You have to give bezdin some authority. Bezdin's actions, they're acting on behalf of the Yarshim. If you don't give Bezdin a tremendous or more authority than a regular person, so then it's going to undermine the legal system. So says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you have to give Bezdin more authority. So even if they make a mistake, we say that what they do has validity. Ma koach Bezdin yafeh. If you don't give them authority, what koach does the Bezdin have? That's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Shimon ben Gamliel, whether we say, if the Bezdin make a mistake, do their actions hold true? Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix here, whether when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's kayam, is that only by karka or even by metaltalin? Karka, we know, already has more flexible ona'a rules, as we mentioned yesterday. Ein ona'a b'karkos, the three-way machlokes, what are the dine ona'a for karka? Rashi has the most minimal shita, only you don't have to give it back by a sixth. Tosfos has up to 100%, and the Rambam and the Rif say, no matter what, ein ona'a b'karkos. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, maybe this is only by karka, because karka already has more flexibility regarding ein ona'a b'karka. So too, that's where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you know, you have more flexibility. But maybe by metaltalin, he wouldn't say this. He has that suffix. He has a suffix, he does not answer the question. He just says, mistafka, imurak bakarka, or not. Aval, finishing the Mishnah, avalam asu igeres bikores beinehen, but if they have an igeres bikores, what does that mean? If Bezin announced, they made announcements, everybody should come buy this property, they put it on sale, so everybody knows about it. So the assumption is they got the best price. If everybody knows about it, they did it in a very public manner. So then, afilu machu shavamana b'masayim or shavamasayim amana. Then, even if they do not sell it correctly and they get 200 for 100 or 100 for 200, mechron kayim. That even the Tanakama would agree that the whole thing stands, because if they did it in such a public way with a hachraza, with an announcement, and everybody came to look at it to figure out how much they wanted to buy it for, so then mechron kayim. The Meiri adds here, even for more than a 100%, because the svara is that if it was announced, so then it must be the sale is the best price that they could have gotten. Period. So that's a machlokas from Shiva Gamliel and the Tanakama, with all agreeing by Hachraza. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here as follows. What did the Mishnah say? According to, if the Bezdin do not sell it properly, the Mecher is batel. So the Rush asks, and the Ran asks, Bishlama, I understand if Bezdin sells it for too low of a price, so the Yarshim would lose. So then I understand why the Mecher is batel, because the Bezdin didn't act properly. But if Bezdin made a great deal for the Yarshim, and they got more than appropriate, so why isn't that Kayam? So they acted, they made a great price, they made a great deal, so why is that Mecher batel, according to the Tanakhama? So what, they messed up, they made a great deal for the Yasomim. So this isn't two individuals where somebody got ripped off. This is Bezdin selling for the Yarshim. So why don't we? Sorry. So let's see. So the Rush says. So the Rush quotes a Rashi, which we don't have. The Rush quotes a Rashi here in Siman Tes Zayin, who says there can never be a situation where there's enough for one of the parties involved and not for the other one. There has to be equality in every transaction, says the Rush. And therefore, if there's a problem in one direction, it has to be that there's going to be a problem in the other direction. Says the Rush, the kiva de lagabi onas yisomim amrinan mechran batel, hua denami lagabi onas lokeach. That is the Rush b'shem Rashi, number one. Number two, the Rush a few lines later quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, that no, it's different. You know why? Because when people deal with Bezdin, they don't even check into it so much, because they trust Bezdin. They figure that Bezdin knows what they're doing. Bezdin's going to sell it properly. So that's why we have to maybe even have higher standards, because people are less focused when they deal with Bezdin. Says the Rush B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, Aval Shumas Bezdin, Kamosha Yisomim Somchan Aleim. Just like Yisomim, rely on Bezdin. Listen to this Lashon. Kacha Lokeach Somech Aleim. So to the buyer is relying on Bezdin, Shelo Yasu Avel, that Bezdin doesn't miscalculate. Velo Yerachmu Bedin. Vahavi Bezdin Shluchim Shel Elu Ve'elu. Bezdin isn't just the shlichim of the Yisomim, it's the shlichim of the other party also. Because people back off when Bezdin is involved, and they assume that Bezdin is doing what's proper. Hilkach, therefore, Bein Pachzu, Bein Osiru, Mechron, Batel. So it says, the Rashi and the Rush seem to say that it's an issue of equality. There has to be equality in every transaction. And Rabbi Yonah quoted there is that no, Bezdin, people rely on Bezdin. So therefore, Bezdin, it's as if Bezdin is the shluchim of the parties involved. So that's a machlokas, two days in the Rush, what the reason is, even if Bezdin makes a great deal for the Yisomen, still Mecher is batel, according to the Tanakhama. Okay, Gemara. Ibai lohu, shliach keman. So we already discussed this a little bit yesterday, but now the Gemara is going to explicate it. We've had two sources already in terms of Onah. We've had earlier that if a woman sells on behalf of the Yarshim, and she makes a mistake, so in regular din, and it's a shliach, she is considered their shliach, we said yesterday, machlokas, actual shliach, as if she's a shliach, machlokas a little bit, Rashi in the Ritva we mentioned yesterday, but if the woman sells, then any tiny mistake makes the transaction null and void. That's by the woman selling for the Yarshim. Bezdin selling for the Yarshim, we mentioned in the Mishnah. Bezdin's the Shliach, but still Bezdin has more flexibility. Regular Dini Onah apply to Bezdin, it seems, right? Up to a sixth. We said yesterday, regular, if I sell something, then up to a sixth, so fine, it works. But if my Shliach does it, that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. And Almana selling, so then even a tiny mess up is going to be null and void the transaction. Bezdin, even though they're the Shlichim of the Yisomim, regular Dini Onah would apply up to a sixth, according to the Tanakhama. What about a shliach? Not an almana. Yesterday we already said the almana was an example of a shliach, but here the Gemara is going to say it explicitly. What about if you have a shliach? Rashi here says, a stam shliach, shliach sheta. Just a regular shliach that made a mistake. So how is he judged? Is he like an almana for the Yisomim? And in that case, we know any tiny mistake will void the transaction. Or is a shliach like Bezdin? Meaning an Amman is different for some reason. But a shliach would be like Bezdin, and he has a little flexibility up until the sixth. So Rashi here says that it's a regular shliach. Rabbeinu Tam here, and all the Rishonim try to work out how the rest of the Gemara fits into Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam of the Tatosis says, no, based on questions from the earlier Gemara, it's talking about a shliach Bezdin. Is a shliach Bezdin the same as Bezdin themselves doing it? So that's the top toast. You can look at how the Gemara works according to Rabbeinu Tam. But we're going to go with Shitas Rashi. So Rashi says we're talking about a shliach. We know about an almana. We know about Beis Din. What about a shliach? Is a shliach like an almana or is a shliach like Beis Din? Shliach, come on. So Rava Amar Rav Nachman shliach kadayanim. Rav Nachman says the shliach is like dayanim. Just like dayanim have the little wiggle room of a sixth, less than a sixth mistake is still okay. So to a shliach, less than a sixth, almana is different. Rav Shmuel Bar Bista Amar Rav Nachman kalmana. So machlok is what Rav Nachman held. Is a shliach like dayanim or is a shliach like almana? So now the Gemara explains. Rav Amar Rav Nachman shliach kadayanim. Rav says that Rav Nachman held the shliach is like dayanim. Ma dayanim lavle de tu. Just like the dayanim are not selling for themselves, and therefore there's no specific reason to fine them, because they're acting on behalf of someone else, so they're trying to do their best. So less than a sixth mistake, we say, okay, it's okay. So to a shliach is also not buying for, not doing anything for himself. Therefore, the shliach is like a dayan, and within a sixth mistake, we would say this transaction is fine. Unlike an almana who's selling for herself. You're right, she's selling for the yarshim, but she's out for herself. She's getting the money for her ksuba. So therefore, the Tosa's Rid explains, on the first few skinny lines, we're going to be koneser. We're going to fine her because she shouldn't have messed up. She's selling for herself. If she's selling for herself, so we have to make sure that she does it properly, and therefore she's different, and any tiny mistake will void the transaction. Rav Shmuel Bar Bislam or Rav Nachman, the other view within Rav Nachman is, Ka'amana, no, shliach is like an amana. Ma'amana yechidah, shliach yachid. Just like an amana is just an individual, and therefore we have to give a little flexibility in terms of, and therefore we say that it could be that a mistake was made, and therefore even less than a six, we void the transaction. So to a shliach, they're both individuals, so they'll have the same din. Lafuki bezdin rabim ninu, excluding bezdin, bezdin is a majority, is a rabim, are many people, and therefore we assume if many people sold it, they did the best they could. So the machlokas, the hilchas a shliach ka'amana, and the halacha lamaisa is a shliach is like an amana, meaning all shlichim that act on behalf of a mishaleach, any tiny mistake voids the transaction. Bezdin has a little more flexibility. Bezdin has up to a sixth. They're a different kind of shlicha bezdin, but everyone else is any tiny mistake avoids the transaction. Just to mention one hosafa, I got an email about the shitas Rambam yesterday. Right, we mentioned the Rambam yesterday. Who paskins this way? Shliach kamana. Whenever a shliach acts on behalf of a bala bayis, so then the whole transaction is null and void if he makes a mistake. But we mentioned the amazing sheet of the Rambam in Hilchas Shluchin v'Shutfin, Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam says that whole discussion where if the shliach makes a mistake is only where the shliach identifies himself. But if the shliach does not identify himself and the other party thinks the shliach is acting on his own, so then even a little mistake does not void the transaction. The mechir is kayam. Unbelievable. He's a shliach either way. But for some reason, says the Rambam, only if he identifies himself do we say he's a shliach, and therefore any tiny mistake would void the transaction. But if he doesn't identify himself, so then not. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchas Simen Kuf Pei Beis, in Hilchas Shluchin. If the shliach violates the Das HaMishalcho, so then lo asa klum. But this is only if he identifies himself, but if not, not. So the Nesivus is bothered. Again, all the Akronim get into the action here, what the Pshat of the Rambam is. But the Nesivus says, you know why? Why should it be good? I mean, the Kash is, so what if he doesn't identify himself? If he made a mistake, he violated the terms of the Shlichus. Shouldn't that be a bitul HaShlichus? Says the Nesivus, no. V'af de'ein adam mocher davar she'ein shalo. Even though you can't sell a davar that's not yours, hachashayni. Devadai da'as shliach haya. She'yiya hamekach kayam. If you didn't identify yourself, you know what the shliach must be thinking? I'm gonna pay back the mishaleach, but I'm acting for myself here. I'm acting for myself. I'm gonna pay back the mishaleach. So it must be that once you appoint a shliach, you've given him some independence. You appointed a shliach. Again, this is a major sugya in Hilchas Shlichus. How much is the shliach independent from the mishaleach or not? But this Rambam highlights the independence factor. He's given him independence. And therefore, if he decides to act on his own and pay you back, so then he has that ability. So again, it's still a chiddush. So the Tesivus gets into a little bit what the svara for the Rambam could be. So maybe it's a lumdis that there's a difference in terms of how much the shliach is separate from the mishaleach, based on the fact of whether he identifies himself as a shliach or not. Right, that determines how we look at him as just an extension of the mishaleach or somebody independent based on whether he identifies himself. It's a big chiddush. Either way, that's important Rambam. Says the Gemara Vayter, Umayishna, We had in the Mishnah, Amachlokas, Tanakama, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanakama says that Bezin has a little bit of flexibility up until a sixth. And if it's a sixth, then the Mecher is Batel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no. Makoch Bezin Yafe. You have to give Bezin strong authority, or else it'll undermine their power. So says the Gemara, Umayshna Mehadesan. Why is we just said that a shliach is all shlichim. Any tiny mistake voids their transaction. But what do you mean? What about the Mishnah we had yesterday? Mehadas time we had the Mishnah in Trumas. Ha'omer l'shluchot save etshrom. You tell a shliach, go take off Truma for me. Torim gedas malabayis. So you didn't identify. The Mishaleach does not identify how much Truma to should take off. If he says take off Meiser for me, then you know. Meiser is 1/10. Hence the name Meiser. But Truma, as we mentioned, has no definitive shear. Daraisa, Darabanan, either way we say 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, but that's just a suggestion. Maybe Darabanan suggested, maybe Daraisa suggested, but either way, that's just a suggestion. So if the Shliach doesn't know, Ketorim Kedas Balabayas, he should take an educated guess. V'meini Yodei, what the person would want. V'meini Yodei, Daito Shabalabayas, if he does not know at all, Torim Bidbeinunis, she should do the average, the middle, Echel Mechamishim, 1/50th, Piches Asara, Hosef Asara, Chuvas Ashuma. And if he messes up within a tenth, either direction, so then it still works. Kasha, what do you mean? We just said a shliach that acts on behalf of the mishaleach and messes up. Any tiny amount mistake voids the transaction. And here we see there is a range. There's a range in terms of how much the shliach can do. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Over there, there's no mistake. Hasam over there, kiva deikat the torim ba'in yapa and yap ra'a vika torim ba'in yapa. There, since some people are Torah with a good eye, with a positive eye, and some with a negative eye, meaning some give more, some give less. Amalei v'hachi amatich. So therefore, the shliach could say, "I thought this is what you were going to do." It wasn't like he was commanded one thing and he gave something else. He wasn't commanded anything. He was saying the person says, I thought this is what I estimated your das for." Aval hacha, but by other context, ta'usahu, it's a mistake. Amalei libay l'cholamiti. You shouldn't have made a mistake, and I didn't send you to make a mistake. So that case of Truma is not a mistake. The Chasam Sofer adds, it's the Mishaleach's fault. If the Mishaleach wanted to give a certain amount, he should have specified. And if he didn't, that's a Reasa, then Samach Atzma al Umdenaso Shal HaShliach. Right, so therefore, it's not the Shliach's fault. Not the Shliach's fault. So therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, the Shliach did not make any kind of mistake. And Rav Yashav says something similar in his commentary here. It's not a mistake. Shari Shayach Shu Gam Haya Ke'echem Elu. It's Shayach that, you know, it was a good guess. It's a chance that he was from this category. Period. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Nachman Halacha K'divrei Chachamim. Rav Nachman says the Halacha is like the Chachamim. That what? The Tanakam in the Mishnah. That if the Bezdin makes a mistake by a sixth, the transaction is null and void. But less later, Rav Nachman Bakoch Bezdin Yafeh, Rav Nachman passes like the Tanakama, meaning he does not hold of the principle of Makoch Bezdin Yafeh, right? That was the principle that Rav Shimon Gamliel mentioned in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to give Bezdin a wide range of authority because, you know, it would undermine the system. So even if they make big mistakes, so we give them power. So Rav Nachman doesn't hold to that principle. Elsewhere we see he does. V'yamar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Yisomim Shabo'olach L'Gvidach Se'avien. If Yisomim that come split up the property of their father, Bezdin Ma'amitim L'Han Aputrapis. Bezdin appoints for them a guardian, an Aputrapis. U'borin L'Mechelek Yafem. And the Aputrapis splits for them, you know, works the property for them. Higdilu, once the Yisomim become Gedolim, Yichol Limchos, they could protest and complain about what the Aputropsos did. Rav Nachman, that's Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman, we'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's finish first. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, that was Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman himself says, Higdil Ein Yecholim Limchos. Once they get older, they cannot be Moche. Why? Im Kein Makoch Bezin Yafeh. Because if you say they can protest, so what the Bezin do? They appointed guardians to act, and now you're saying the children can undermine what the guardians did. So you see, Rav Nachman does hold of the principle of Makoch Bezin Yafeh. So how can in our Mishnah he passes like the Tanakama who does not hold of that principle? Well, here he does hold of the principle. So the Gemara answers Lo Kasha Ha Deto Ha Delo To. No, it depends if they made a mistake or not. In our Mishnah, when Bezin makes a mistake, so he said he does not hold to the principle because you don't say Bezin, you don't give Bezin vast authority if they made a mistake. Here there was no mistake done. There was no mistake done. It was just a question, can they protest about what the Aputropsos did? So the Gemara says, fine, good answer. But if there was no mistake done, what are they protesting about? We don't like this. I mean, what are they protesting about if there was no mistake? Biruchos. about the directions, about the sides, where the field was. I mean, what's the, one of the Yarshim has a field in one place, and they wanted the adjoining field. And it was given to a different brother. So they could complain, say, I wanted that field. There was no mistake done, but they wanted that one. Period. So that's where Reb Nachman holds a Bez and Yafet, only if there was no mistake done. We discussed, you can look back and listen to the Shir again on Daf, Peches, different approaches to Aputropis. How much is Aputropis what we called an agent, and how much is he a guardian? Meaning, how much is he really acting on behalf of the Yarshim, and how much not? For example, Rashi here says, second Rashi on top, Rashi says that every katan gets an Aputropis. That's Rashi on top. So we discussed there, that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Does every katan get their own Aputropis or not? But there is, though, another Machlokas Rishonim related to this Gemara. Rashi says, our Gemara is talking about katanim. Ketanim, the Aputropis acting for Ketanim, splitting up the property. The Ritva, not the Ritva here, the Ritva in Yevamis, on Daf Samach Zayin, has three kashas on Rashi. Number one, kashali, if they're all Ketanim, what kind of splitting up are you doing? The Ketanim don't get their own property. So they get, Yechol Lachlo, the Aputropis is splitting up the properties. So what kind of splitting up are you doing? Number one. Number two, but kashali, Deika, where are we? Kiva shekulah ketanim. Lama hulim lefaginu hashda. Shielam shum chash irur. Kishi yigdalu. What are you splitting it up now? And then they might complain later. Wait till they become gedolim. Number two, va'od ma'u shebo lach lukshayek abiktanim. What do they need to split up for? Number three, he says aputropsis. What boer lahem? He says, doesn't sound like Rashi's pshat. So he quotes Tosfos and Rov Rishonim say this is the case. There aren't just ketanim here. There are gedolim and ketanim. So the gedolim want their portion. The Gedolim want their portion. So, that's what the Aputropis is doing. He's acting on behalf of the Ketanim to make sure that the Gedolim don't take a portion that's too big. Tosis Pirish, Tahachab Yisom Ketanim, Ima Gedolim. The Gedolim rose from Ladas. The Gedolim want their property now. That's why you gotta split it up now. The Ketanim don't need their property now. What, a 6-year-old needs fields? 5-year-old needs fields? So that's what the Ritva says, what's Rashi talking about? So it's Gedolim and Ketanim. And therefore, Bezdin is Mamen Aputropis for the Yisom and Ketanim, that everyone gets there. They can hold on to the property, but they hold on to it until the Ketanim become Gedolim. One other Ritva, and then we'll move on. Where does the concept of Aputropis, what's the mechanism in Halacha that how it works? How does it work? We know there's a principle called Shlichus. We know there's a principle called Zechiyah. Zechiyah is also, Zechiyah mitam shlichus, la mitam shlichus, are those connected principles we discussed back earlier in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph and Mesechus Ksubis. But what about Aputropsis? So the Ritva in Kiddushin, a very important Ritva, on Daf Mem Beis, says clearly, Aputropsis is not a separate halachic mechanism. You don't have Zechiyah, shlichus, and Aputropsis. It's not separate, even though the Pashas of that Gemara on Daf Mem Beis seem to say it is separate, says the Ritva, Aputropsis is just super Zechiyah. Super Zechiyah. That's what Aputropsis is. Vade midin zchiyahu elo shehervicha kasa bezchiyazu yoser mizchiyat alma. In general, zchiyah is only by a zchus gamur, and here you have more flexibility. And it goes through a few differences between Aputropsis and zchiyah. But says the Ritva, you don't have a source of the Torah for a separate halachic mechanism called Aputropsis. It's just like zchiyah. It's zchiyah, but it's super zchiyah. It has separate. It has more authority than regular Zechiyah. Okay, that is a discussion in the Rishonim, but that's an important Ritva, how you look at an Aputropis. Period. In Yonah Dioma, right? In Yonah Dioma? Haktana right, Alan Isim, beautiful. Haktana Biadagdolim. Rabbi Mamiyatim. In Halal, right, I was thinking of Halal Nisim. Haktana Biadagdolim, right, Rosh Chodesh. Haktana Biadagdolim. Okay. Kiyazer Evdimi Imagdolim. Haktana Imagdolim, right. Weiter, fourth wide line. Yes, Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, Rav Dimi reports that Rebbe did like the Chachamim. Meaning, when Beza made a mistake of a sixth, he said, it's batel. Amar Lafana Pratia. Pratia said in front of Rebbe, Bedosher Blazim and Pratia. Bedosher and Pratia Gotel. Three Pratias in the Pratias of the family. So you see already them, Bezban and Gemara, they named after earlier people in the family. You don't need the Gemara for this, even in the Torah. Look in the Torah, Lem, there are in Bereishis Nob, right, in the generations of Noah, you see there is also, I think, Lemech, there's a great-grandfather and a great-grandson with the same names. You see already then, they named after earlier family members. So here are three Pratas, said in front of Rebbe, Imkein, Makoch, Bezin Yafeb. Said to Rebbe, what do you mean? How could you say it's Batel? What about Bezin Yafeb? How could you undermine Bezin's authority? The Hechzer Rebbe is a Maisa. And Rebbe said, oh, you're right. So Rebbe retracted. and he went like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Dimi Masdi Hachi, that's the report of Rav Dimi. Rav Safra Masdi Hachi, Rav Safra has a little different story. Maiso Bikesh Rebbe Lasek Dever Chachamim. Bikesh Rebbe. Rebbe wanted, Rebbe was about to pass on like the Chachamim. Amr Lafanev, and then he was stopped. Pratia Benosher Ablazer Ben Pratia Ben Benosher Pratia Gadol. Imke Mako Ofed Zin Yafe. And he was told, how could you do this? And Loaser Rebbe Yasa Maisa. So it's a machlokas in the report. Did Rebbe actually paskin like the Chachamim and then retract? Or was he about to paskin like the Chachamim and retract? So Leim Baha Kamifligi, what's the machlokas between Rav Dimi and Rav Safra about the machlokas in reports? Mar Savar Tabit Var Mishnah Choser, Mar Savar Eino Choser. Maybe the machlokas is about a general machlokas about Tabit Var Mishnah. If a Dayan paskins and they eat paskins mefurish against a Mishnah, mefurish against a Psak Halacha, Dvar Mishnah. So do we say that the din stands, but he has to pay up from his own pocket? Do we say that? That's called Eino Chozer? Or do we say, no, the whole thing is not called a Horah. It's not called a Psak. If you went Mefurish against the Mishnah, that's not called a Psak. So maybe that's the Machlokas here. According to Rav Dimi, who said Rebbe actually paskin this way, against the Mishnah, Makoch, Bezin, Yafa. So then, that's because the Rav Dimi holds that Chozer, Tavid Rav Mishnah Chozer, and it could go back. But maybe the reason Rav Safra's report had that he was about to is because he says, Eino Chozer, it would not be able to be undermined, and therefore, his story had to be that he didn't paskin yet. Because if he did paskin, we would never say, oh, Chozer Bo. Or maybe he had heard there was a story like this, and he said it must be that he didn't paskin that way, because if he paskin that way, he wouldn't be able to be Chozer Bo. So is that the machlokes between Rav Dimi and Rav Safra? So the answer is no. No, everybody agrees that if you're talking about Mishnah's Chozer, meaning if a Dayan paskins Mefurish against the Halacha, that's not a Psak. Doesn't have the status of a Horah. He paskins, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. It's in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. It's one of the Malachas. Of course it's not a Psak. Tabit Var Mishnah's Choser. Umar Savar Hach Evi Maisa, Umar Savar Hach Evi Maisa. Just Machlokas what the story was. Machlokas, they heard a story. This one or this story, this one or that story. Yeah.
He held like the majority opinion.
Oh, so there is a discussion. Is this that the Rishonim discussed? Is this a Dvar Mishnah? There's a Machlokas. There's a Machlokas. And not only is there a Machlokas, but the Tanakama, who are the Chachamim, don't hold of a Makoch Mezen Yafa. So the Rishonim asked that question. Maybe this isn't even a Tabit Var Mishnah. So again, that is a discussion here. Some suggest, though, that even though we paskin like the Chachamim here, but because that principle is in a Mishnah and we might hold that principle elsewhere, so maybe it still can be considered a Dvar Mishnah. But the Rishonim do discuss that issue. Period. Second to last line. Amar of Yosef. We had this line already a few days ago. Our Malta the Zavina Achrayis Ayasmi. If the Almana sells property for the Yasomim, for her Ksuba, and then something happens to the field, it's taken. Achrayis Ayasmi. The Achrayis is on the Yasomim, meaning the buyers go back to the Yasomim to collect. Ubezdin the Zaman Achrayis Ayasmi. And also Bezdin that sells. The Achrayis is on the Yasomim. Pshita. So Gemara says, it's obvious. What's obvious? The Tosas Rid explains. Of course the Yasomim, the bottom line of the Tosas Rid. Of course the Yasomim, you have to go back. They're getting something out of this, right? They're getting their loan paid up, their ksuba. So they get something out of it. So of course the Achrayis is on them. So the Gemara says, Almana lo etzrichale. You're right. Regarding the Almana, there's no Chiddush. Of course the Yasomim have to have the Achrayis. Ki yitzrichle bidina. The Chiddush is when Bezdin sells Achrayis Ayasmi. Mao de tema, you might say, kol zavin de mi bidina. Anybody who buys from Bezdin, he has in mind, he the buyer has in mind, Lamefik Lakala who does oven, that everybody hears about what's going on here. Everybody who hears about this field being sold. And the buyer assumes that I'm buying it from Bezdin, everybody knows about it. If there's any problem with this field, I'm definitely going to hear about it now. I'm definitely going to hear about it. And if I don't hear about it, it must be there's no problem with this field. And therefore, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, when Bezin sells it properly, maybe there's no Achrayus. Because everybody thinks that I'm going to hear everything about this field if Bezin's selling it. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. Even when Bezin sells it, still the sale is with Achrayus. And you could go back to the Yisomim. Period. This is similar to that idea we mentioned from the Rush earlier, according to Rabbi Yona, that when people deal with Bezdin, they trust Bezdin, they're somech on Bezdin, that Bezdin is getting a good deal for them. So again, that relates to that Rush earlier. Okay, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah that even if Bezdin makes a mistake, the deal stands, the Bezdin, it's kayim. Vat kama, until what, is there a limit? If Bezdin makes a terrible deal, So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ad Palka. Up until what we would call 100%. Up until 100% mistake, that stands. Tanya Mihachi, the Brisa also says, Amar Rav Shogam Leo, Bezin Shemachu Sheva Masayim B'mana, O Sheva Mana B'masayim Mechron Kayim. Right, if Bezin does 100%, over or under the Mechor is Kayim, that's the limit of Rav Shogam Leo. This could be where Tosfos, you mentioned yesterday, the three Shitas of Eino Nabba Karkos. So the Tosfos' limit, remember, was 100%. Even by Karka, Eino Nabba Karkos is only up to 100%, but beyond that, that's too much. So here too, you see, even by Beis Din, there's a limit. So you see, 100% already is a limit in the sources. Amar, Meir Meshmei, Rav Yosef, Beis Din Shemachru B'Lach Raza, Na'asu K'mi Shetob B'Dar Mishnah V'Chozrin. If Beis Din sells without all the announcements of sale, all the times they announce, they try to get in the best deal, if Beis Din sells without an announcement, it's as if they made a mistake in a Mishnah, and the Chozer Bo, and the deal does not stand, even if they didn't make a mistake. Even if they didn't make a mistake. So, if Bezin sells without a Achraza, the whole thing is null and void. Says the Gemara, Nasu, the Gemara is bothered by the language. What do you mean, it's as if? Vandaito, they did! It was Tal B'Tvar Mishnah. It's not, the Mishnah says an Erechin. Shum HaYisomim Shloshim Yom. When you evaluate properties of orphans that you're selling, you have to make announcements for 30 days. V'shum HaHekdash Shishim Yom. And for Hekdash, even 60 days. You've got to get the best price for Hekdash. 60 days. U'machrizin baboker u'ba'erev. And you make announcements every morning and every night. So you see, it is a Mefurshim Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah mean? What does the Gemara mean? A Meimar says, if Beis Din sells without announcements, it's as if they made a mistake. They did make a mistake. What do you mean? It's as if they made a mistake. They did make a mistake. It's a Mefurshim against the Mishnah. So the Gemara said, no. Imeahi, if I only had that Mishnah, hava min hanimi l'shliach, I would have said, maybe that Mishnah is about a shliach selling for Yesomin. So then, as we said earlier, maybe a shliach is different. He's a yachid. Then he makes mistakes, and we assume that he wouldn't have gotten the best price. Aval Beis Din lo. Maybe I would have thought, if Beis Din selling, even if they didn't announce, Beis Din still are Bekian. Beis Din are experts. They know exactly how much this is worth. So I would have thought that it would still stand. Kamash Malan, that's why I know we say it's still as if a mistake was made. It's as if a mistake was made. Period. Okay, weiter. Eisvei. Rav Ashi li Ameimar. Rav Ashi asks on Ameimar's statement. Remember, what did Ameimar say? If Beis Din sells without announcing, so then we say it does not stand. So Shumai Dayanim Shepechsos Oasi Rishdos Ar Mishnah. If the Dayanim sell and they make a mistake, Mechrin Batel. The Mechr is Batel, is null and void. Ha Beshavet Beshavet. But if they wouldn't have made the mistake, Mechrin Kayim. Right? The Tanakh says only because they made a mistake is it batal. But if they wouldn't have made a mistake, Mechron Kayim. So Maila Delo Achris, is it our Mishnah talking about a case where there was no announcement, no announcing done? So lo, and therefore it's against Rav, against the Meimar. So lo, but the Achris, no, our Mishnah is a case where there was announcements done. I hum the Seifa b'da Achris, have a Resha b'da Achris. But what do you mean? The second half of the Mishnah says, but if they announced, everybody agrees. So of course the Resha is what they didn't announce. The Tani Seifa, because the Seifa of the Mishnah says, it must be Igeris Bikores, if they made announcements. Bikores means literally Lovakeres, to inspect something. Right, to come and check it out. So if that's what I mean. If they made announcements to get people to check it out, so the end of the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah says, if announcements were made, everybody agrees it's Kayim. Mashma, that the first half of the Mishnah is about cases where there were no announcements made. So, and the Tanakhama is Mashma, that even though there were no announcements made, if there were no mistakes made, then it would still be good. So it's against Amemar. Amemar said, if Beis Din sells without announcing, it's no good, period. So the Gemara says, Ela olam b'delo achris. Really, there were no announcements made. No one, you're right. In the Tanakama, even if there were no announcements made, still the deal stands. Isn't that against the Meimar? No. Three answers the Gemara has. Three answers. Number one, lo kasha, kan b'dvarim shemachrizin aleihen, kan b'dvarim she'emachrizin aleihen. Number one, our Mishnah is talking about cases about items that you don't announce. You don't announce everything. Even Beis Din doesn't announce everything. When did Ameimar say that if you don't announce, the whole din doesn't stick? That's by things where you're supposed to announce. But by items that you're not supposed to announce, so then the Mechor is not Kayim. What kind of things? Ve'elohein, Dvarim She'im Achrizin Aleihen, what kind of things do you not announce about? Ha'avadim, v'ha'metaltalin v'ashtaris. Avadim, slaves, servants, v'ha'metaltalin, movable items. The Ritva says movable items that was meshubit to the ksuba, that was designated to be payment for the ksuba, v'ashtaris, and shtaris that are owed to the yarshim. What do you mean shtaris? What do you mean shtar? What are you going to sell shtaris? So the Rashba says, shibudit Rav Nasan, as we had. Shibudit Rav Nasan, A owes B, B owes C, A will pay C. So they're going to sell this based on the principle of Shibud HaDurim Nasan. Why aren't these announced? Avadim Taima Mai Shema Yishmu V'Yivrchu. They hear that they're going to be sold on the market. They're going to say, oh, who am I going to work for? They're going to run away. They're used to their own master. But we're worried that if the avadim hear that they're being sold, that they're going to run away. Metaltlin ushtarish emignavu. And also, anything movable, if it's on the market for a month, 2 months, so then we're worried that it's going to be stolen. Answer number one. If you buy a second answer again, what's the problem? Amemar says, without announcements, bezim psak is null and void. Our Mishnah says, without announcing, it's good. So you buy a second answer. Kam b'shosh emachrizin alein, kam b'shosh emachrizin. There's different times that you announce. Not the first answer was different items you announce about, and some you don't. Second answer, our mission is all about a case where you don't, where you're not supposed to announce. The Armin Nardoi, because Nardoi says sometimes you're under time pressure. Lakarka, the Mizoni Blikfura, when you're collecting taxes for the king, for the Yarshim, or Mizonos for the wife, or burial, they have to bury their father, Mizavnin Balachrasta, then you're allowed to sell without Achraza. You're under time pressure. So that's what the mission is talking about. Mission is talking about that case. Again, no Achraza is appropriate. The Abaye Seim, a third answer, not about what sold, not about when sold. First answer was what, second answer was when, third answer is where. The Abaye Seim, kan b'makam she'machrizin, kan b'makam she'machrizin. Talking about different places. Some places they used to announce, some places they didn't. The Omer of Nachman, because of Nachman, said, me olam lo'asu yivigeres b'karas ben Hardah. In the Hardah, they never announced for Yusomim. Why? Sovar mina m'shudabaki b'shuma. They thought there was no sale, they didn't sell in Hardah because Bezin was expert. Bezin was expert in the Nardoi. Bezin was expert in this in the values. Therefore, they never had to estimate. Amalei Rav Yosi, Rabbi Yomi, Ledidimir Fushil Liminei Derev Nachman. No, I heard a different reason. Mishum Dekaruluhu Bnei Achli Nichse Dachrasta. Why? Because people used to look down at those who bought from announced properties, from Yisomim's properties. Why? Because if Bezin's announcing, they know that people are in dire straits. And this guy needs money. That's why Bezin is selling for them. So people used to think, oh, you're buying. And therefore, people who used to buy used to give low prices. I know you're in dire straits. So I'm not going to offer you a big price. So people used to say, oh, how could you buy that? You're not giving them a fair price. So people used to look down. So that's why they just stopped announcing. They stopped announcing in Ardah. So this wouldn't occur. Either way, three answers to defend our Meimar from our Mishnah. Period. Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. There's something to say on the last line, so we're going to continue. Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Metaltlin shall Yisomim shamar nosan amalchur nosan la'altar. What about metaltlin? Forget karka of Yisomim, which we have been talking about. What about the metaltlin? The movable items of Yisomim, you sell right away. Rashi says, because you don't want them to rot. If you have movable items, maybe it's food, shema yirkabu. It's going to get spoiled. So you'll have to sell it right away. You don't have to announce anything. Rav Chizda Amar Avimi, mochur nosan l'shvakim. Rav Chizda said, no, take it to the marketplace, where you have a lot of buyers. Below Pligi says the Gemara, this is not a machlokas. Ha de mikrav shuka, ha de merchak shuka. Depends if the marketplace is close by. If the market day is coming up soon, so wait to sell it in the market. If it's not coming up soon, then you can sell it right away. Period. The Gemara ends off with two stories. Rav Kahana v'avibiyadi shichra derav misharshi barchul ko yasma. Rav Kahana had beer of a certain yasom in his property. Shahe ad rigla, he waited until the regel, until yantif. Amar avagav denafi be itzitzita. Even though the beer got a little vinegary, Maisi Zuzacharifa, it's still better for me to wait to the regel instead of selling it right away because I'm going to get a better price when I sell it because everybody wants it. Zuzacharifa Rashi says cash. They're not going to buy it on credit. Everybody has cash on Yontif. They want to get it and give cash. That's why it's better for the Yisomim for me to wait a little bit even though it gets a little spoiled. Ravina have a biyad de chamra, de Ravina zute yasma bar achse have. Ravina had wine of his nephew, Ravina zute, the yasom. Lidide nami chamra have. Ravina himself also had wine. Kamatik le sichra. And Ravina was on his way to sichra with his own wine. Also the kaimi de Rav Ashi, he asked Rav Ashi, Amale maulam tuye bahadon. Can I bring their wine with mine? I'm bringing my own wine to Sichra. Can I bring their wine to Sichra? Amalei zeh lo debididach. Sure. What do you mean? It's no better than your wine. If you're treating your wine in a certain way, so you could treat the Yarshim's wine in a certain way as well. The Shulchan Aruch discusses whenever you're a shomer. If you're a shomer, do you have to go above and beyond for the pikadon that you're watching more than how you would treat your own items? I have it in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's the same along Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Peches, Chayev Lishmar Es HaPikadon Ba'ofen HaYoser Tov. You have to guard your Pikadon in the best way. Kefi HaDerech Lishmar Chafatzim Ke'elu. Like the Derech to guard these items. V'yafilum Hu Einu Medaktik Kokach B'shar Chafatzim Shalom. Even if you're not medaktik on your own stuff, you have to be extra careful. So the Sharm Sinai Balacha here in Chelek Dalid in Simen Kuf Pechetz quotes a discussion in the Poskim. What happens? Let's say you're on a train and you have a package for somebody. Somebody gave you a package to deliver somewhere. Noseya Nesiat Siburit, and you put it down next to you. You put it down next to you, and then you get off the train and you forget it there. Is that an ones or is that a pshia? You forget it there. Or he says even let's say you're on a plane and you put it in the overhead bin. You put it in the overhead bin. And then sometimes you forget your stuff also. Is that a pshia? So you forget your stuff. So are you not allowed to put a package that you're carrying, you know, how you would treat your stuff, under your seat, on top? That's where you put your stuff. So do you have to keep it next to you? So he talks about cases where somebody says, no, I gave it to deliver. He has to take extra special care of it. The other guy says, what do you mean? I put my stuff on top. So I put your stuff on top too. So that's a discussion here in the postgame. And he relates it to the case of that somebody, right, is this considered pshia? Is this considered ones? So where would this come up? It comes up in Hilchas Tefillah. Hilchas Tefillah, we discuss this back in Masechet Beitza. Let's say I say, it's mincha time, like yesterday. Look, I'm going to a Hanukkah party. I'm going to have mincha later. I don't have to have mincha now. I'm going to have mincha later. And then, I'm fine. I didn't do anything but mason. And all of a sudden, 2 hours later, I realize, oh, what happened to mincha? So, tashlumin, we know, you're allowed to make up a tefillah if something happened, if you were shogeg. Is that called shogeg? Is that called shogeg? You knew about mincha. They say, oh, I have time to daven. And then all of a sudden, you lost time. Is that called shogeg? Or is that called ones? Or is that called mazid? What is that considered? So here too, you put it on top of you in the overhead bin. So you thought you would remember it. Then all of a sudden, later, you forgot. By Tavani, you forgot. So here, the post discussion in Kuf Ches. If somebody doesn't daven because he thinks he still has time to daven, and then Avra lo hashoh, and then something happens. V'chein mishu tarbitz or achmamono, you get into business, and then you forget. Kulam chashuvin anusim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's all ones. Even though you did it kind of bemazed earlier, it's ones v'yeshlam tashlumin. And you can make those up. You can make those up. It's called ones. So if you want to relate it to our case, it's called ones. You don't have to do more than what you do for your own property, which is what we said here, right? Zilo adif mididach. Everybody should have a guten chaydish into Teves, Tufas Teves. Remember the Shach in Yoredeya that talks about Teves has the longest nights. Teves has the longest nights, and night is the special gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu where the secrets of Torah are revealed. So we have to take care, Tufas Teves, got to make sure that we take advantage.